Hello, it's the 20th of March 2015, the first day of spring. Welcome to another episode of the PeterWrightsBlog.com podcast. Peter Wright, the contrarian thinker, speaker and writer who believes it's not what happens to you in life, it's what you do about it that counts. Today's episode is called Goals, Commitment and Aspirations. I've been striving for reading and writing about goals for many years. I've long harbored the suspicion that few experts and even fewer ordinary people like me get it right. Why should that be? Various thoughts had been in my mind for many of those years without any clear conclusions until I read the Monday Morning Memo by Roy Williams on 9th of March. Incidentally, that's a really good weekly newsletter. You want to subscribe to it. Anyway, that helped crystallize my thoughts. The more I look at my experience and the more I read and see about the success and failures of others, the more I believe that setting goals should be the second step in the achievement process, not the first. Roy Williams wrote, and I quote, "I've never been a big fan of what most people call goal setting. This isn't because I have no goals. It's just that I believe what most people call goals are little more than aspirations, hopes, and dreams, and wishful thinking." Unquote. That's been my experience too. It's easy to aspire to a lofty goal today, write it on a list of goals, and put it on our wall where we can see it every day. But without the commitment to do something every day, take a small action step, it will remain forever just an aspiration. The first step then is commitment, the 100% unbreakable promise to ourselves that we will take the daily action needed to meet the goal. Some days we'll not do enough, some days we'll do more. We might miss the odd day. I mean, life happens. As long as we get back on track quickly, that will be a delay, not a disaster. We have to turn that daily action into a habit so strong that we feel uncomfortable if we don't do it, a habit strong enough to make us get out of bed in the middle of the night and write something, create something, design something, or do anything so that we can end the day with a satisfaction that we did take action today. Next, we have to have a system to measure our progress, which means if our goal is not measurable, it's just an aspiration, a hope, or a wish. For instance, becoming a successful author is just a wish, but a goal to publish a book and sell 10,000 copies in the next 12 months is a goal. That's where many of us fall down. If our definition of our goal and our criteria for measuring success are wishy-washy, our commitment, action, and performance will be too. It's more simple, but not necessarily easier, to make the commitment, nurture the habits, and achieve some types of goals than others. Goals for physical performance, athletics, sports, endurance, can be defined and measured with simple statements and tools. I will run 10 kilometers in less than 50 minutes by X date, for instance. In 2012, I published a short ebook about achieving success in running marathons and applying those steps to business or other life goals. It's available for Amazon, and there's a link in the post. Commitment, determination, goals, and taking action assume that the goal is in line with our own values and we have a mission, a purpose, or we are on a crusade to change the world. Without a driving force inside us, we'll not have that commitment. Our goals will just remain wishful thinking. What are your thoughts on goals and wishful thinking? Leave a comment, start a debate, let us know. As a last thought, I attended Chris Brogan's webinar about creating and selling online courses this week. It was really good, and he's developed a course on it. It's worth checking out. The online webinar business and information business is going to be over $100 million this year. We need a piece of that. Thanks. Until next time. Bye.